It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security. Welcome to the National Security Hour. I'm Ed Hoglan, your host for this evening. Tonight, I'm going to talk about numbing us into tyranny. That's numbing us into tyranny. Now, when you go to the dentist and he numbs you ahead of time, he does it to alleviate the pain that you would feel without, of course, the numbing effect. When you go to the doctor may also numb you to the effects of a surgery with an anesthetic or other aspects. But what we're seeing here today in America is a different type of numbing. Okay, it's a numbing that's taking place through the persistence of a number of dystopian radical left efforts over the last several decades. We're going to cover some things over the last couple of years to highlight how this numbing effect is taking place and having an impact on America. Because if you're numbed to the effects of what you're seeing in front of you every single day, if you're numb to the murders that are happening on the streets, if you're numb to the 400,000 plus Americans who died from fentanyl, if you're numb to the 1 million Americans and plus now who have died from the China flu, COVID-19, murdered by the Chinese government, if you're numb to the violence in the streets where you see people pushed onto subway tracks, punched in the side of the head, beaten and robbed, if you're numb to the side effects of watching this every single day in the news for the last 8 years to 10 years, that's the purpose. That's the purpose of the left. What they do in this ongoing cognitive war is a couple of things. As I've mentioned before, they use various ways, ideology, religion, or issues to drive their strategy. And they use various means, education, justice, the military, and other aspects to achieve the desired ends of their strategy. When you tie the ways and means together to reach the desired ends, that's called a strategy. But here in the numbing of America, what we see is a purposeful effort on multiple different fronts that make the Chinese threat pale in comparison. Director Ray has recently been on TV a number of times over the last, actually, not just recently, over the last couple of years, talking about the China threat, the China threat, the China threat. But you never really hear him say anything about what actually is going on that they're doing to fix the China threat. That's interesting. And you have to pay attention to that. That's part of their strategy, I believe. Concurrently, he's also with Department of Homeland Security, FBI Justice, the intelligence community, talked about the threats of ISIS radicals who've entered the United States. We've also heard about the number of Chinese illegals who've entered the United States. 70,000 plus to date. All these folks dispersing across our country, hundreds of thousands of illegal gotaways dispersing across our country who are tied to the cartels, who are tied to Chinese military and intelligence, who are tied to felons and nefarious actors. So you take a look at that as a whole and you wonder what the heck is going on here in America. Well, so part of the strategy, I believe, is one is to not only numb us and dumb us down into the effects that we're seeing so that basically we become accustomed to living in tyranny, okay, but also numbing us into tyranny by then advancing additional strategy elements as part of this ongoing domestic cognitive war to achieve their desired objectives. And so Let's take a look at what's been happening over the last couple of years here. And let's start with disinformation and deception in America. Do our people realize they're being duped? Do they realize and really believe that the censorship, the cancel culture, and stuff like that has stopped? There's no doubt there are more efforts to conduct disinformation and deception ongoing. Okay. The liberal and radical left elites, okay, people call them elites. I call them the leeches of society, have always tended to tell others, do as I say, not as I do. How else could an Al Gore be sitting in a multi-million dollar homes selling multi-million dollars worth of carbon credits while flying a private jet around? Okay. How else could Bernie Sanders, a socialist communist extraordinaire, be a multimillionaire? You could add in numerous Hollywood elites to this as well. How else could a trust fund kid, now a man like Beto O'Rourke, look so forcefully to take away your Second Amendment rights in the few times he's run for office? How else could every single Democratic nominee in the 2016 election raise their hands stating they'll would be giving free health care to all illegal aliens? Okay, when you take a look at these things, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens consistently, persistently, because it's part of a planned effort. This is not about helping people. It's literally about acquiring power and absolute power. So the numbing portion is one aspect here. But the terror and chaos is another aspect that's going to be coming our way. And that's why I think Christopher Wray has been talking about this in the China thread. It's almost as if he's telegraphing what's going to happen ahead of time. So he could say, hey, see, I told you so. But at the same time, what are they doing about it? Well, part of this is continued to do this disinformation and deception in America. So is what Christopher Wray part of this deception in America to have us look over here at China while these things are going on inside the United States? You know, our intelligence community came out with their annual threat assessment and listed China as the number one threat. But do you hear anything like a whole of government, a whole of society effort to counter this? Do you see activities or actions in Congress, in the national security apparatus to counter this? No. So let's look at a few details here. Who actually undermined the 2016 election? Well, the Democrats' establishment fixed, literally fixed the 2016 Democratic primary. Remember, Bernie Sanders was undermined. Second, the DNC with Fusion TPS colluded and did so with money from the Hillary Clinton campaign to create the false Russian dossier. To ensure their success of this dossier, they had operatives in the Department of Justice and the FBI, CIA, the DNI, and others undertake illegal spying actions against a presidential candidate and his team. And then, of course, they took out an insurance policy. An insurance policy and a special prosecutor to leverage this false dossier to then conduct the false coup. Okay, so on the one front, you have the deception and denial in America that's taking place here. And that's very important to understand because the denial and deception is continuing. You've seen the Matt Taibbi, the Twitter files, and all those different aspects come out over the last couple of years here, how our Department of State, the Homeland Security, the Center for Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Protection at DHS, the intelligence community and others were using information and biased non-governmental organizations using biased criteria to shut down, censor, and cancel things. You have to remember, this didn't all start overnight. Remember, Donald Trump, as he left office, left a Operation Warp Speed to get the COVID vaccine in place. But what happened then? That denial and deception amped up significantly under the Biden administration. Why? To censor you, to cancel you, and to shut you down. And it's never really ceased since then. But all those conspiracy theories, all those conspiracy theories and the censorship and stuff like that actually enabled the murder of thousands of Americans because they precluded them from finding out the truth and facts about the science, about the potential vaccination alternatives and such that could save lives. They forced thousands and thousands of elderly in elder homes to their deaths by locking them down and doing other aspects like that up in Governor Cuomo in New York. So this COVID aspect is what part of the big deception and such. And they learned from that. They learned from that as another ways and means to then censor, cancel, and such. But they hid that for a couple of years now. And only now, 3 years later, are a lot of these pieces of information coming out in terms of the deception and denial aspect they used here. Then there's the big Democratic lie on race, social justice, and family. Okay, this has been going on since the 50s. Multi-generational poverty is entrenched, largely black by percentages, but the number of whites in generational poverty is 3 times that of blacks, okay? Almost 70% of black children are born to single mothers. And that number is coming closer and closer in the disenfranchised or whites as well. The social welfare policies of the 60s drove the destruction of the black family, but you forget about those things because people remain myopic in their views. They don't take the long view. They don't look at history. They don't study history. The social welfare policies of the 60s drove the destruction of the black family, and they're reflected in the disproportionate murder, incarceration, and welfare rates, okay, by percentage. Now, why is it important to note that whites, poor whites, make up the majority on welfare? It's because the Democrats and the radical left has pushed this false narrative for generations. And they're going to do it again this election cycle here. But what you're finally seeing here in America are the Hispanics, blacks, and others waking up to the fact that they've been used. They've been used and played to perpetuate a much larger and more inclusive 21st century plantation of dependence across all races. So let's look at some facts and issues on this over aspects here, because we need to bring out before the 2020 election, not only this denial deception aspect, but the numbing of Americans into tyranny, okay, and the potential for terror and chaos. Because if you're not scared, you damn well should be. You should be very scared, because what we've seen over the last decade plus here is a willingness for the radical left to do almost anything they need to obtain power, advance power, okay, and deny power to those who really seek freedom. Let me reference our readers, our listeners here, to a conservative think tanks and sources, okay, to an old article by Daniel Patrick Moynihan, okay, who would no longer be welcome in today's Democratic Party. In an article he wrote some 50-something or 60 years ago, okay, he noted some different aspects here about race and the Democrats' inability to address these issues. The policies and the real issue here in the race issues peddled by Obama, Pelosi, Biden, Harris, and all Democrats failed to address are the most racist and oppressive and destructive policies that perpetuate the destruction of opportunity, independence, and freedom, not just for blacks, for all, for poverty line. And they exacerbate it on a regular basis. If you read through the megazillion work on class, income, mobility, and poverty in a recent New York Times Class Matters, you still won't grasp two of the most basic truths on the subject. Entrenched multi-generational poverty is largely Black, and two, it is intertwined with the collapse of the nuclear family in the inner city. This is out of Patrick Moynihan's article from about five decades ago. Moynihan went much further than merely overthrowing familiar explanations about the cause of poverty. He also described through pages of disquieting charts and graphs the emergence of a tangle of pathology, including delinquency, joblessness, school failure, crime, fatherlessness, that characterized ghetto or what would become called the underclass behavior. Prompted by Moynihan's unpublished study at the time, President Johnson delivered a speech at Howard University and called for the next most profound stage in the battle for civil rights. But now you remember part of this deception and stuff like that, this whole deception here and denial by the Democrats was to preclude and stop the Civil Rights Act. It was Republicans that helped to push that over. So if we talk about numbing us into tyranny, the terror and chaos that may be coming, and the denial and deception that's ongoing here, we're going to continue this discussion when you come back from the break, because there's a purpose to the numbing of America. It's the purpose is, again, to move us into tyranny before we realize we're there. And the fact of the matter is, we are already living in a significant degree of tyranny here. And that's why the domestic cognitive war is the existential threat to our three freedoms. Be sure to make America Out Loud your daily stop for all latest news and podcasts and happenings. We must all do our part and share the stories, the articles, the podcasts, and videos so we can help secure America's future. I'll be right back.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As we left talking about some different radical left are doing this, from disinformation and deception to the big democratic lie on race, social justice, and family. And I'll touch on that a little bit more here for a second because it's critically important. Liberal advocates have two main ways of dodging the subject of the family collapse. Now, this is from an article that's written about 5 decades ago. First, largely the creation of Marion Wright Edelman, who in 1973 founded the Children's Defense Fund, was to talk about children not as offspring of individual mothers and fathers responsible for rearing them, but as the oppressed class. Get that. First is treating children as the oppressed class. Remember, you have to create victims. In all these different cases, you have to create a victim. That's what the left always does, because if you don't have a victim, then you can't be self-righteous. You can't talk about other things, okay? The second way to not talk about what's happening to the ghetto family and to poor families across America was instead to talk about teen pregnancy. Okay, but at that time, there was not an epidemic of teen pregnancy. There was an out-of-wedlock teen pregnancy epidemic, an out-of-wedlock teen pregnancy epidemic. About 80% of young girls became mothers were single. This is looking at percentages which peaked in 1990. Okay, about 80% of those young girls became mothers were single. The vast majority would be poor. Now, if you remember Murphy Brown, the TV show Murphy Brown and other things, part of this denial and deception over the decades has been to talk about the feminist movement and how you move women to empower women. And they can have babies without men. They can have families without men. You don't need a two-parent family to raise children. Okay. And what it did is it drove an increase, not only in teen pregnancies, but out of wedlock pregnancies and single motherhoods, white, black, Hispanic, and others. What this did then allowed the Democrats and the radical left to create a whole new class of victims, okay? Whole new class of victims. Not racism or lack of jobs, a legacy of slavery is the cause of the inner city dysfunction. But you won't hear this. Also, they believe the poor would have to change their behavior instead of waiting for Washington to end poverty. As liberals seem to be saying, by the early 1980s, the media has awakened to the ruins of the family, brought upon by the return of the repressed, okay. Moynihan was spot on in terms of pointing out what happened to the social decay of the family and then the significant impact on children and black families. And this is where you see the victimhood played. This is part of the deception and denial. This is part of the numbing. Even though there's 30 million poor in America, about 8 million blacks, 22 million whites, this has been persistent since 1959. Okay, since 1959, over 6 decades, you have the same about 30 million people. But what they've done in this whole debacle here, this whole denial and deception, is they've taken this whole paradigm and used this small percentage of people below the poverty lines, specifically the blacks below poverty line, 8 million. Out of 300 something million Americans, and perpetuated myths and fallacies about the victimhood, about reparations and other aspects here. And in doing so, they recently came out and started saying, well, to fix and correct these things, now we can fix and correct them by leading felons out early to give them a second chance. No bail laws. Allowing people to use drugs willfully. And so what you see here in the denial and deception across America is a continued effort not to constrain or fix or address the big lie, but to expand it into multi-generations across not just the lower poor, but the middle class of America. And that's why under taxes and inflation, you've seen a rampant increase in the number of people who are the massive government handouts to families, okay, to keep them from working to become more dependent on the government. This is purposeful. This is part of the real efforts here. The domestic cognitive war and the collateral damage of freedom, humanity, and democracy. Now, our nation is at war. It's a real war. And it's been waged for millennium prior to the founding of the United States and will continue for a millennia or more after the founding of the United States. No matter what happens to the United States, it will continue. Why? Because it's related to mankind. It's a cognitive war. It's simply a war between those who seek to advance tyranny, control, and subjugation versus those who seek to advance freedom, humanity, and democracy. But we must highlight the strategy and narratives of the radical left here. We talked about numbing us into tyranny, the terror and chaos, and Christopher Wray's testimony about China. But you hear nothing about what's going on inside domestic America here. But Americans see this. That's why you have 70 to 80% of Americans rejecting the Biden agenda outright. Why? Because they can feel what's happening, but they really can't tell overall what's happening. But that's why I'm talking to you today about some different aspects of history and what's been going on here. The efforts of the left are nefarious, and they're akin to the despots and wannabe dictators who undertake this cognitive war with strategic intent. And the execution of their strategies is designed to proactively influence, drive reaction, and disrupt our civic norms. Those who advance tyranny and subjugation do so in order to usurp power, absolute power. They've been engaged in a strategic alliance across the radical left for decades. And they take bold or subtle actions to undermine our authority, undermine our governance, and paint those who seek to sustain freedom, humanity, and democracy as evil. Now, you've seen this in lawfare, you've seen this in January 6th aspects, you've seen this in a variety of different elements. The left can do no evil, but those who seek to advance freedom and democracy stuff are the painted, accused, and then attacked. And that's why you don't see the Democrats talking about our republic, because we're not a democracy, we're a republic. They talk about democracy because they use the deception and the denial to push their agenda. They have also leveraged social media and the inherent radical left biases to silence, censor, intimidate, attack, and destroy lives. And you have to remember this stuff, folks, because this has been happening over the last decade plus, and over the last six decades, you've seen the decline of society. You've seen the increase of so-called victimhood, and you've seen the misappropriation of a variety of different issues, including transgenderism, now to create all new sorts of victims. And now you've seen this stuff infiltrate into our military, universities and colleges, and education systems ad nauseum. They apply the tools of power to sustain and advance their grip on power, to control and to undo democracy, to intimidate others as they demand compliance to the state. Those who do not comply with their narratives are painted in the left-wing media, in the propaganda whores, in our once free press as extremists and domestic terrorists. That's why you see every MAGA supporter or anyone even talks mentions of Trump or even talks specific about freedom, okay, are attacked viscerally by the left because we're an anathema to their existence. But this is part of the slow numbing of America into tyranny. In 2020, we've seen the election fraud extraordinaire. During COVID, we talked about it's all about the science, But in actuality, post-pandemic, we learned the science was a lie. And those who were telling us the science were liars. But it was all useful to the radical left's intentions. Okay. We ignored $2 billion in damage caused by the soldiers of the radical left who looted, committed arsony, chaos, assassination of police via Black Lives Matter, the fascists called Antifa who abused, assaulted, and destroyed things. Only when those who are pulling the levers of power, who advance the field of hate, abuse, anarchy, looting, arson, and assassination, file their waste and ransacked offices, the U.S. Capitol, okay, we found a massively excessive response, okay. Into January 6th, there were very few people who committed violence, okay. We've seen a massive response. Remember, an armored division was deployed around the Capitol to protect the public servants from the people who they serve, supposedly. Barbed wire was put around the Capitol for several thousand troops, okay, in armored division. We've seen Senator Harry Reid, okay, push left-leaning judges onto the bench. He purposely ended the filibuster, okay? He purposely ended the filibuster before he passed away and he left the Senate. Okay, you heard Chuck Schumer talk about changing America forever in terms of SCOTUS and stacking the SCOTUS. The radical left views freedom, humanity, and democracy as extreme. Why? Because it obstructs their pathway to power. And this is part of the numbing of America into tyranny. So what exactly makes the radical left paint those who seek to protect freedom, humanity, and democracy as extremists and or domestic terrorists? Well, in simple terms, it's our belief in the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our values, the belief that America still remains that shining light on the hill, the bastion of freedom for the world. The preamble to our Constitution speaks to the enduring justice for all and securing liberty for future generations. It states, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. And take a look now what's happened over the last six decades. The far left has divided us into different factions, groups by sex, race, color, religion, education, or any other way they can to destroy the more perfect union. They've usurped the power of justice to create a two-tiered justice system. They've purposely destroyed our domestic tranquility with no cash bail, releasing felons onto the streets, not allowing the Department of Homeland Security to hold felons and illegals who've committed violent offenses, but putting them back out on the streets after they've assaulted police officers, committed rape, robbery, or other aspects. They've undermined the common defense of our nation by trying to indoctrinate our military into transgenderism, woke ideologies, critical race theory, and diversity, equity, inclusion. They've undermined the promotion of the general welfare of our country by trying to drive inflation through the roof purposely and drive taxes through the roof. Taxes and inflation is the critical path to destroying the middle class. They've removed and are trying to remove the blessings of liberty to ourselves and future generations by destroying all of that. So in this simple preamble to our Constitution, we see through the actions of the last six decades, the radical left's movement from somewhat of a cautious approach to now, over the last 10 years, a very dramatic and radical approach that destroys the whole purpose of our Constitution. Let me read that again, just to make sure you get that picture. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, provide the general welfare, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and posterity. This is why the radical left is so bent on destroying our Constitution, because everything I just read there, they've undermined and continue to undermine. This is what the 2024 election is about. This is what the 2016 and 2020 elections are about. The radical left despises justice for all as they wish to impose their form of justice on you and me while they themselves live under another form of justice. And you've seen this two-tier justice system. You've seen it happen with the COVID pandemic. You've seen it happen with the BLM Antifa folks who got off scot-free. You've seen it when they've conducted terror and anarchy through the streets prior to the 2020 election. And you've seen it when they've completely ignored our laws and their oaths to the Constitution here by allowing in millions of illegal immigrants, Chinese nationals who are military age. Those who seek freedom, humanity, and democracy saw 140 cities across the U.S. burning, but no action. The people have the power. And the people are awakening, but the radical left sees this. And that's why they continue to numb us and drive us into tyranny. Those who seek freedom and humanity and democracy believe in the rights of citizens to vote. But the left is abridging this. And you've seen how they're abridging it. The left in radical cities, progressive cities, are giving illegals the right to vote in your local elections. They're purposely subjugating your voting rights. They're purposely doing this to abridge your rights, reduce or diminish that right by ignoring our laws and admitting tens of millions of illegal immigrants. Few Americans realize how badly their rights have been abridged. Now, when we come back from break and continue to talk about this numbing of America into tyranny, the terror and chaos is coming our way. And the deception and denial the Democrats continue to use to try to keep power, sustain power, and advance power. You can find out more about my show and get all the latest podcasts if you go to the menu navigation bar at AmericaOutloud.news. Our shows and schedule are laid out there. You'll see the National Security Hour and a slew of other great programs. I'll be right back.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour. Today, I'm talking about numbingness into tyranny. And I'm giving different examples over the last decade here of how we're ways the Democrats and radical left continue to advance this is by enabling real extremists and domestic terrorism, but projecting the blame. They project the blame. Now, the reason I'm going through this aspects and helping you understand the aspects of this ongoing domestic cognitive war, because it is the existential threat to America and our freedoms. China comes a far distant second to this. Why? Because if, as I talked about in the last segment, mind everything that deals with the preamble, okay, the justice, okay, a perfect union, the domestic tranquility, the general welfare, the common defense, and securing the liberty and stuff for the people of America for future generations. If they achieve that, there's no reason for China to consider us a threat anymore, because then those who are in power would be on the same sheet of paper as Xi and the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party. And that's why I think you've seen folks like Gavin Newsom bend over backwards to line the streets and clean up the streets of his liberal progressive drug-infested cities so that his mentor, Xi, could come in and see all Chinese flags flying. And then Gavin Newsom and others could bow down to him, the American businessmen doing the same thing, and President Biden, the Manchurian president, the same. What we see in 140 cities burned across the U.S. and stuff like that, okay, you would call that being extreme in 2020. But Director Chris Wray noted in his testimony in Capitol Hill after the attack that January 6th was indeed domestic terrorism. But he failed to say nothing about Antifa and the BLM. They've used this false narrative to drive and stage a set of events, and it's becoming more and more clear that the staging of the 6th January events was staged. It was a specific set of events, okay? And it was purposely to then deflect blame and place blame and try to paint over half of America's as radical domestic terrorists. And that's why you've seen the FBI prey on Catholics and churches. You've seen them look at parents as domestic terrorists, okay? And you see them goon squads, the fascist Bureau of Intimidation, assaults on innocent homes and stuff with full guns and armor drawn when people would have turned themselves in willfully and were actually in negotiations to do so, because it's part of a pre-planned effort to project blame onto these other folks. 1,000 people peacefully rallying on 6th January. But since then, what you've seen is the labeling, the censoring, and the subjugation of anyone who supports those people for expressing their free civil and as being domestic terrorists or radical. You've seen that censoring and subjugation ad nauseum, okay? Ad nauseum, as you had the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley at the time, call for an overall investigation to look for these so-called white supremacists in the military, because it was deflection and blame. And now you see the same thing now, because they cannot stop the ideas of freedom, the Constitution, and democracy, they have to attack the man who's leading the charge to bring those back to America, to make America great again, Donald Trump. So we have to stand up, we have to speak out, we have to act, or we will lose this domestic cognitive war. The radical left has opened the borders and released hundreds of folks who were infected with the China flu, with COVID-19, into our cities and streets. People forget about that. They forget about the fact that Joe Biden, our president, then took and secretly loaded plane loads of these infected people with COVID viruses and sent them across the United States. It's part of the plan. It's part of the plan to turn us from a melting pot into a boiling pot. Because the radicals' left's identity politics are putting us on a path to political genocide. The American people invited the world to come to our shores to assimilate into our new culture, and it's worked incredibly well for centuries. People from all parts of the earth came here to America for its freedoms, to be themselves, and to create, innovate, and take advantage of the incredible opportunities we have here. Over the decades, okay, neither my or fellow colleagues in the military or service viewed each person by race, ethnicity, religion, or other. We viewed each other as fellow Americans. But what the left is doing in the numbing and the turning chaos and terror and driving these aspects into deception and denial of America, what they're doing here is trying to divide and conquer us. The march to divide us began back in the 60s in the civil rights era, as I mentioned up front, with the big democratic lie on race. And it continues to today with the transgenderism and other stuff. They're creating a boiling pot. And that's why Biden, Harris, Obama, the Clintons, everyone for years and years painted this false claim against the police of having systemic racism. Because what they needed to do to help advance this deception and denial, this deflection of blame, and to create this tyranny, terror, and chaos in which anarchy can reign, they have to get rid of the police. They have to subjugate the police. They have to take away the trust in the police. But people from all races, creeds, colors, and religions now understand what's going on here. So while the Democrats blame police, they enabled, applauded, funded, fueled, and bailed out fascists, racists, anarchists, Marxists, arsonists, murderers, and others from BLM and Antifa. And they did so, they ignored over 60 years in which thousands of Blacks have been murdered in these inner cities and progressive liberal cities. Only in election years do you see this come out as an issue in terms of Black-on-Black violence and murders. But why? Because it's gun violence. And the purpose there, again, is Beto. Don't forget Beto O'Rourke. They try to take your guns away, as this, I think it was the New Mexico governor, tried to unconstitutionally create a crisis and then use that to then suspend Second Amendment rights. These are purposefully planned events. These are not anomalies, people. These are purposely planned events to numb us into tyranny, through deception and denial, to create terror and chaos, okay? And in that terror and chaos, use that to drive further subjugation and control. The radical left feigns calls for unity while they see the abuses of tens of thousands of illegal children coming across our border. Remember the cages? Remember the kids in cages, the racists under Trump? You've had hundreds of people die on the borders. Do you hear about that? No. Do you hear about the fact that most every single woman and child coming across the border is raped, abused, or trafficked now? No. It's all okay. Because they deflect the blame on other folks. Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the lemmings of the left have opened America's doors to a massive flow of drugs, human traffickers, cartels, and terrorists, while labeling those who oppose or uphold our laws as racists. And you've seen the same thing happen, not just this last couple of years. If you look back over history, it's happened in a cycle, a repeated cycle. Identity politics and genocide. Does anyone else see the pattern here? It's the same pattern that Hitler used to exterminate the Jews that we're seeing once again happening here with Israel. The same pattern that we saw in ethnic cleansing between the Bosnian Muslims, the Serbs, the Albanians. The same pattern we saw with Japan and the ethnic Chinese, the Turkish slaughter of the Kurds, the bloodbath division we have most recently see in Iraq, Afghanistan, and divisive slaughter by ISIS. Let's not forget the Rwanda genocide, the massacre by the Hutu population against the minority Tutus, Tutsis. The same pattern was used by Stalin and Russian communists to get the peasant farmers to slaughter the so-called rich kulaks, the rich farmers, who had a little bit more land. But a small difference leveraged to divide, massacre, and conquer all. the list is long of these types of examples where the left has used the divide and conquer to then drive genocide. Now, what you're seeing here in Israel is no different. Israel didn't attack the Palestinians. Hamas attacked Israel. In response, they're fighting back. But now, because Biden sees his vote slipping, they try to appease and go back and support Hamas. I mean, the whole attack itself, as you've heard me talk in this program, I think was staged to help President Biden out because his numbers were tanking. So he had to show some resolve and leadership. So you need to pay attention. You need to pay close attention to everything, that every revealing fact. Every time a left-wing radical yells racist, take a close look at who's doing the yelling. Look at the videos of the neighbors supporting BLM. They're mostly whites in their million-dollar homes in all white gated communities, raising their hands and saying they have white privilege, then lying on the ground and crying and screaming for some reason. Then they roll over and stand up, high-five each other, go back to eating Georgetown cupcakes and drinking mimosas on Sundays, okay? But remember, they will come for you. They will come for you, because in this numbing of America into tyranny, either you fight back, because if you say nothing as they knock on your neighbor's door, cancel your neighbor, call them racist, when you know they're innocent, good people, they will eventually be knocking on your door. You must stand up and fight back. You must stand up and fight back. Now, this is all part of the woke war to overthrow America. It is a woke war to overthrow America. And that's why this is not Democrat or Republican. The Democratic Party has been overtaken by radical leftists for some time now. And you've seen the number of lemmings on the left who just acquiesce, bow down, and support this, whether it's Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, Swalwell, others. The squad. This is not fiction. This is fact. It's a given reality, whether Americans wish to acknowledge this or not. This is a challenge for Americans. First, we must ask, why in the middle of a pandemic would anyone in his right mind allow millions more of illegal immigrants from across the world, non-vaccinated, with high infection rates to come into America? Why post-pandemic would he amp that up in magnitude, orders of magnitudes? Why would they stuff them like sardines into cans and massively overcrowded spaces and then now just release them into the general public? Most Americans and conservatives in Congress think these are separate and distinct activities. But people, you must realize this is part of a well-planned, purposeful attack on our democracy, our Constitution, our laws, our systems of governance, and our republic. This is the domestic cognitive war. But conservatives and many Americans do not realize that we are at war, an ideological war. A woke war that seems to forever change the foundation, the Constitution, and the norms of our society, to undo what I had read about the preamble to our Constitution. And for what reason? To benefit a few self-anointed leeches of society who call themselves elites to subjugate the majority of Americans. This Orwellian dystopian utopian narrative has played out numerous times before in history, but Americans, you have to understand, it's playing out now in America. We apparently have a degree of cognitive dissonance, or we're just damn stupid to see history repeat itself. We do not need to see another revolution or other pandemics from hundreds of years ago to wake us back up. I must give the far left, the commie fascists, their credit. They play the long game. They are true strategists and planners, and they constantly outmaneuver, outwit, and run circles around the complacent, compliant conservatives and true Americans. And they have infiltrated and have a number of rhinos like Romney then Sass, Kissinger, Cheney, and others who were into the party, okay? And we've seen them all come out. Same thing with Milley and Esper apologizing for standing with the president. We got several hundred thousand dead Americans from fentanyl. We got over 1 million people dead from China flu. Yet what are we doing about it? The left ignores our laws and constitutional duties and they open the borders. They're preparing for massive civil unrest, looting and arson and anarchy. That's why I think you see Christopher Wray on TV talking about the Chinese threat, because I think they have something up their sleeve that's pre-planned, and God, I hope not, but it sure looks that way. They changed the local prosecution laws to allow for chaos, crime, and mayhem. They changed the local election laws in contradiction to the state constitutions to advance ballot harvesting. They advanced education and propaganda programs to divide America along racial lines. The 1619 Project, White Rage, the Critical Race Theory. They portray all Americans conservatives as subhuman, therefore not worthy of life. They dehumanize you. Why? So it's easier to subjugate you or even kill you. They advance the so-called social justice warriors, Antifa and BLM, where they shut you down for wanting to take care of your kids and not have them exposed to drag queen shows. They moved millions of illegals across the country secretly. They've ended our American energy independence. They demand you to follow the science while they ignore the science and lie to you about the science. They divide America to stoke discord and hate. They blame the police. They deploy troops around the Capitol to protect the people's house and our public servants. But they won't deploy the troops to protect you. This is the numbing of America towards tyranny, my fellow Americans. This is the numbing of America toward tyranny. And we must wake up. We must wake up to this fact. I'm here on the NASA Security Hour to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. I will go outside of the fog of the daily cast to give you a strategic perspective on national security issues and speak truth to power. The power of we the people, so we together can best ensure the resilience and security of a republic. Thanks for joining us on the mission. The National Security Hour is the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America.